Right to go? Let's go, eh?
What's the feeling, Ken? I mean, you're able to finish with a win, but is it some holiness to it?
Yeah, well, clearly, because at the start of the year, we set out to play finals. That's what we started to do, and we failed to do that. So that does leave you a little bit hollow, but the position that we filled is exactly the same on the ladder. I think we maybe one less win, but there's a fair bit of difference. It feels like there's a fair bit of difference. There's one that creates a lot of optimism in me and enthusiasm in the group, I reckon, to keep working, keep striving, and continue to get better again. So yeah, it's slightly hollow because we didn't get where we wanted to go this year.
Given the list profile, and we missed everything now, but do you feel a little bit more content than this time last year? Can you say that?
Or? Well, the word content, optimistic. I think optimistic's a good word. I think I'm optimistic about 62 games into 3 first-year draft choices, 6 debutants, 2 new people in Lycett and Burton that come to the club, change of leadership. There's a lot of optimism. There's a connection between this group and players, and you know, I've been really, really surprised with how the group's felt. Even though we're 11-11, they've really felt like they've stuck at it all year. You know, and we've had some bad moments, but we've also had some good moments. Where does the improvement come from going forward? Yeah, I think there's some real optimism around what some of the people are capable of doing, and you know, as long as they continue to work hard, there's nothing's given to you in this game. If you drop off, you won't improve. You just got to keep at it. You know, there's some opportunity for some senior people to get better, some opportunity for some younger people to get better, some opportunity for the coaches to get better. There's some opportunity as a football club to get better. So if we don't look to what those opportunities are and go really hard after them, we'll find ourselves slipping.
So is it more growth from the young players having them step up again next year, or do you have to go into the market and get
Probably not the right, not absolutely the right time to. But I think we've got a pretty strong group. I think there's a lot of support from the coaches into the group that we've currently got. So I think we've made some significant change over the last period of time. I would have thought we won't make as much change in that, but the competition and the AFL make you make some change.
How difficult was it before the game when obviously the result of the Bulldogs Crows game was fairly evident early on?
Wasn't that hard, Lee? To be honest, it was because we spoke about it on Monday. We didn't speak about what the result meant to the ladder. We spoke about what the result meant to us as a football club and how we've worked this year and a response to what our performance was like last week, which was a disastrous performance by us. So we didn't care. And we said that on Monday. We don't care if we get here on Sunday afternoon and we are or we aren't in the race. What we care about is the way we represent the football club, this great footy club again, if it was for one last time, that we represented it the right way. And I thought tonight we did that.
And for all that enthusiasm that you're showing and you're seeing of the upside that's coming for 2020, are you believe that question's out of the way for you, that you've been confirmed for next year?
Oh, yeah, I'm really optimistic about working with the group for the continuation of the journey. There's no problems at all about that. But I was always confident that as a footy club we were going to follow through. We didn't, David, myself, Keith, we talk regularly. And there's, what happens in this game, though, the hard part about the game is the outside stuff that starts to build and it gets a bit of momentum. So there creates some uncertainty, and we know what the game can be like. We've seen it again this week. We know how tough it can be to survive, but we also know how bloody tough it is to stick. And I think this footy club, made some really brave decisions, and I'm sure they'll get a reward for it.
Jason, do you think that they share your optimism, Ken, with what you're seeing in the growth of
the... Oh, absolutely. There couldn't be any doubt about that. As when you work inside, you absolutely get to have those conversations regularly about where we are and what we're doing and what we're trying to achieve. And as I said, we made commitment to make some change, and we've followed through on the change. We've still got to go further to satisfy passionate people, and that's what I want to do. I want to satisfy. I don't want them to accept that we're where we are. I want us to be passionate enough to say we've got to get better, and we will get better.
Do you have conversations Ken and other members of the board this coming week?
Keith, you mean?
Oh, sorry, yeah. I mean,
I hope I'm with Ken, myself.
Sorry, Keith and David and, the board going...
I've got their support. I've got nothing to worry about as far as that goes, It sometimes doesn't, not from the board or from Keith or anyone like that, but from, as I said, from the reporting that goes on sometimes, you do get some self-doubt. You get some self-doubt. I'm human. I feel that and I don't like it very often, but, when you get your players... And, your key personnel at your football club supporting you and wrapping their arms around you almost, and engaging in what they want, what they need. You just know that you're on the right track, on the right path, and you're the right person to help on that path. Oh, I think we've, you know, not right off the top, we clearly know our efficiency, and we've seen it again tonight. I think we, I don't know what we kicked, 13 or 14, 20 or something. We create plenty of opportunities. We rate really well in some real key stats in the competition. Unfortunately, the most important stat, we didn't win enough. You know, so we've got some work to do in our front half stuff. We've got some work to do in our efficiency with the ball. Defensively, we've always been pretty sound.
Do you make calls on, I mean, not personally, but I guess you go through it with the list manager about Paddy Ryder, Justin Westhoff.
Yeah, I want them to. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure they also want to go through that. As I said, not just those names, but anyone that's on a list. As I say, it's an awkward time of the year for anyone and for any player that's on a list, or for staff on involved with football clubs. It's just really awkward, and you have to work through that. You have to be methodical about the way you do it. You have to be really well planned, which we are, really well planned about what our direction is.
All good.
All good. Thank you.